Bruchim Haboim, B'Shem Hashem. I would like to welcome everyone to our Siyum on the Chumash Megillos. I'd like to welcome our regulars. It's always good to see everyone here at the same time. I'd like to welcome all of our guests, and especially to welcome the Noshim Tzidkanios who have come to participate, to join. Join their husbands in the Siyum of the Chumash Megillos to celebrate this momentous occasion. Before we begin, I first would like to acknowledge the presence of the Rav, the Mor Da'asra, Harav Eli Shulman. We are very grateful to the Rav for so graciously hosting the Kollel and for continuously being the Chazek us on our Seder Halimudim. We also would like to mention, to acknowledge the presence of Harav Meir Platnik, the Rav of the local Kihila Keser Yisrael Mordechai, also a Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Derech Chaim. There's a very great kavod for the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva to be with us, and to
and of course
to come and celebrate, participate in the Simcha of your brother, a dear chaver of the Kollel, here. Also, we want to thank our very own special, extra special recognition to our very own Rav Meir Appeldorf for sponsoring in part this Siyum, and we give him a very big Yashar Koyach. Not just for the sponsorship of the Siyum, but also for his chizuk and he makes the shir very exciting, very levedic. We also want to thank all the people who have helped prepare prepare for this siyum, especially Rishon, Dr. Phil Friedman, for making all of the arrangements, to Mr. and Mrs. Mordi Yudis for coming here early to set up, to Mr. Yitz Drasselin, and to Mr. Aaron Cohn for also helping prepare for this Siyum. We're celebrating today not just the Siyum of the Chumash Megillos. We're really using this as an opportunity. We only do this approximately once a year to celebrate and to mechazek ourselves in the Seder Halimudim here in the morning, which is, we all know, we are three parts. We learn Nach for the first part. The second part, we spend much time learning Halacha. And the third part, we delve into various Inyanim, mostly Inyanei Diyoma. And this Siyum really, in large part, is a celebration of the entire Seder Halimudim for the entire year. The Chumash Megillos, Baruch Hashem, we've spent about approximately 1 year, 5 days a week, 1 hour a day, 1 hour a day, for just about, as we said, for 1 year, and it's a very, very significant accomplishment, and we are very grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the opportunity to come together, to learn, to have such a wonderful group of Chashuvim. If I may, I would like to quote Rabbi Einemer, when he spoke here a while ago, I wasn't here the last time he spoke, but a while ago he spoke, he quoted me. And what did he say? He said that when I asked him to speak, I told him, when you speak before this crowd, this chabura, make sure you speak on a very high level. And understand, the people here are not simple people. These are very big Talmidei Chachamim, Balei Midos, Yerei Shemayim, and you have to speak on a level that is appropriate for such a wonderful collection, Chabura of Talmidei Chachamim. If I were to say this, so you wouldn't believe me, you would just think I'm flattering you. But here Rabbi Einemer has delivered testimony that I believe with sincere conviction that the Chaburi here in this room is one of a kind. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giboirim, v'chulam oisim bi'emo uv'yira ritzoyim koinam. It's a very, very great kavod and honor to be a part of such a wonderful group of Talmidei Chachamim and Yorei Shemayim. We're going to conclude with the last of the Megillos, which we learned. We learned the Megillos not in any particular order. We learned them pretty much based upon the Yom Tov that we were coming to. And the last Megillah we learned was Megillah Shir HaShirim. The last pasuk describes Berach Beidi Udmelach Letzvi El Eifer HaYalim Al Harei V'Sanim. This pasuk simply means that Klal Yisrael is begging Hashem to bring the Geula. The Doidi in this pasuk refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, our beloved. We make a request of him, Berach, quickly leave the exile, leave your matzav of distancing yourself from Klal Yisrael. Be like a tzvi. Tzvi we simply translate as a deer. O le'ofer ho'ayolim, as the Mitzudas explains, the ofer means the yeled of the ayol. It is a creature which runs and moves very quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hasten the geula. Appear. Al harei v'samim, appear, rest your shrin upon the Beis HaMikdash, upon the Mizbeach, the location where we offer to you Kitores, and usher in the Geula speedily b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Now before we conclude and say the Hadron and the Kaddish, I want to use this opportunity to bring out a rayon, a thought, a machshava, something that we, after spending an entire year, can take away from the Chomesh Megillos. Someone brought to my attention a very beautiful mimer in Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak was authored by Harav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. And in one of his volumes, specifically the volume on Shavuos, Rav Kuttner discusses the difference between the Sifrei Nevi'im and the Sifrei Kisuvim. We're all well aware that the Torah is divided into three parts, Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim. The Chomesh Megillos are part of the Sifrei Kesuvim. What exactly is the difference between Kesuvim and Nevi'im? What qualifies, what characteristic is found in a particular Sefer that qualifies, that allows it to join either the collection of Nevi'im or the collection of Kesuvim? We can't say that it depends upon a point in time, a period of history, because look, Tehillim was written by David HaMelech, and Tehillim, or Mishlei was written by Shlomo HaMelech, and they came much before the Svarim of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Eiv, Daniel, which are also part of Ksuvim, and yet they came before Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, the Treyasar, whose Svarim are part of the Sifrei Nevi'im. So if we study the Svarim based upon the point in time when the author lived, we have a very great difficulty as to why a particular Sefer is part of Nevi'im and another Sefer is part of the Sifrei Kisuvim. So Rav Kuttner, he answers a very popular answer. It's given, I think, by the Radak, and other Mefarshim say the same, give the same answer. The difference between the two is, what was the purpose of the prophecy, or of the message? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to a tzaddik, to a Navi, and delivered a message, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this Navi, I want you to relay this message to the Tzibur, I want you to speak, I want you to present the message to the Hamoyin Ha'am, if it happened to be that this message was recorded, it's part of the Sifrei Nevi'im. A Navi comes from the word Niv. Niv Sifosayim. The utterance of lips, the moving of the lips, the murmuring of the lips. Any Sefer, any message that was meant to be relayed, to be given over, to be articulated to Klal Yisrael, and that is recorded, is part of the Sifrei Nevi'im. On the other hand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to a tzaddik and presents him with knowledge, and that knowledge was given to him privately for him to learn, to be aware of, but not to give over to the tzibur, but to put in writing, that qualifies for Sifrei Kisuvim. All of the Svarim of Sifrei Kisuvim were never meant to be given over publicly to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to David, to Shlomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-pi Ruach HaKodesh, gave them Ruach HaKodesh to understand the Mizmorim of Tehillim, Sefer Mishlei, but it was never meant to be spoken to Klal Yisrael. It was preserved in writing for Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's called part of the Sifrei Kesuvim. Now, Rafuna goes further, as follows. There is a very well-known Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Megillah. The Gemara tells us that there is a fundamental difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim in respect to the Targum. We only have Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the Sifrei Nevi'im. In fact, the Gemara says on the day when Yonasan ben Uziel revealed the Targum on the Sifrei Nevi'im, the entire world shook to its core. Nizdazea Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meos Parsal, Arbos Meos Parsal. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu screamed out from heaven, Mi Gola Gila Soidze Labanai, who is the one that revealed the secret to my children? And Yonasan ben Uziel said it was I. And the Gemara goes further to tell us that Yonasan ben Uziel, he wanted, he wished, it was his desire to also translate, to also reveal the secrets that are found in the Sifrei Kisuvim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yonasan ben Uziel, Dayecha, enough. I do not allow you to translate, to reveal the inner secrets of Sifrei Kesuvim. Why? Because in Sifrei Kesuvim, Rashi explains, we have Sefer Doniel. And in Sefer Doniel, it is revealed the Ketz HaYomin, the moment when Moshiach will come, Achris Hayamim. As Yaakov Avinu also, Bikesh Yaakov Galus Taketz, Venestal Koshchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's not proper for the Klal Yisrael to know when Moshiach will come. If Yonasan ben Uziel will translate Sifrei Kesuvim, or specifically Sefer Daniel, then the Gilui Ketz would be revealed to Klal Yisrael, and this is not something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Rav Hutner, he asks, he quotes a Maral, and he asked the obvious question, this may be true with regard to Sefer Doniel, but what about all of the other Sifrei Kesuvim, where there is no mention of the coming of Mashiach, or at least not explicitly? And the Maral says, based upon this question, it must then be that in truth, throughout all of the Sifrei Kesuvim, sprinkled here and there are secrets relating to the coming of Mashiach. And when Rashi focuses specifically on Daniel, that's just one example. But all of the Sifrei Kesuvim could not be translated because it would reveal the coming of Mashiach. The next point Afudim makes is as follows. There's a difference between speaking and writing. What would be a practical difference between these two forms of communication? Afudna says the difference is recording a secret. If a person has a secret, you'll never relay, you'll never articulate the secret to someone else. If you give over the information to another person, it's no longer a secret. It detracts from the nature of what a secret is. But on the other hand, if a person has a secret and is afraid that he will forget the details of this secret, it's common and it's correct, it's appropriate for a person to write down the secret and put this text in safekeeping. Secrets are put in writing, but secrets are not expressed, are not spoken, are not given over to others. And therefore, Rav Hutner explains that's the reason why in Sifrei Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel was permitted to translate the Sifrei Nevi'im because there are no secrets in Sifrei Nevi'im. Sifrei Nevi'im represent thoughts, concepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, wished for the Navi to relate to Klal Yisrael. If the demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to give over this information, this is not a secret. And therefore, there's nothing to hide. Yonasan ben Uziel can appropriately translate the words Mila B'Mila. But being that Ksuvin, the nature of something that is put in writing, contains secrets, it is therefore only in regard to Ksuvin HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow Yonasan ben Uziel to translate the Sifrei Kesuvim. Okay, this is what Rav Hutner says. This is Ma'amar Chazal. I would now like to go a step further. What about the Chomesh Megillos? The Chomesh Megillos Mitzad Echad are part of Ksuvim. But yet, the Chomesh Megillos, to some degree, are apart, are separate. They stand out by themselves. And in fact, the translation of the word Megillah literally means to reveal. Megillah comes from the word Gilui, revelation. A secret is something which you do not reveal. In fact, I forgot to mention the Maamar Chazal. The way Chazal describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's secret of Mashiach is Liba, what is in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lipuma Lo Galia, is not revealed. What is in Hashem's heart cannot be expressed, is not allowed to be expressed through a translation. It may not be revealed. But the translation of the Chumash Megillah, the word Megillah, means to reveal. So how do we understand if the Chumash Megillah are part of Kesuvim, and Kesuvim, the essence of Kesuvim is something which may not be revealed, how then can we have in Kesuvim five Sefarim, five Megillos, whose nature, whose essence, the title of the Sefer is called something which is to be revealed? And the answer must be that indeed, the purpose of the Chumash Megillos is specifically, precisely, to reveal just enough, just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If Yonas Ben Uzdil would have translated in the V in the Sifrei Ksuvim, it would have revealed too much. It would have revealed too many details. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these five, the authors of these five Sfarim, the ability to reveal in Kesuvim, something that we so desperately want to uncover, just enough information that is appropriate for Klal Yisrael. And this idea, I think, opens up for us a whole new perspective and understanding what is the purpose of the Chumash Megillos. Sefer Kesuvim was not to be translated because it contains the secret of the coming of Mashiach. What is, after spending an entire year learning the Chumash Megillos, what are the Chumash Megillos all about? They're all about the coming of Mashiach, the different facets, different dimensions in the Geula. What is Sefer Rus? Sefer Rus is the birth of Mashiach. What is Sefer Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther, it represents the concept of the unfolding of Mashiach. How every event that happens in history, Megillas Esther is just a marshal for the big picture of world history. Every event that happens in world history is just one piece of the puzzle that ultimately comes together to bring the Geula, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What is Sefer Koheles? Soif Davar HaKol Mishma Es Holokim Yirav Yes Mitzvah Shemar Kizeh Kol HaAdam. The theme of Sefer Koheles is man, how man will relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Mashiach. Havel Havolim HaKol Havel. All of this pursuit of wealth, of success, of happiness, it's Hevel. The only thing that counts, that will count, will be revealed at the end of days will be Soif Davar HaKol Nishma Es Ho Elokim Yira. Sefer Shir Ashirim was the only Sefer in Tanakh. Only Sefer, in fact, I believe, in even the Talmud, where Rashi wrote a Hakdama. And in the Hakdama, it could not be clearer, where Rashi expresses that the purpose of Shir Hashirim is to express the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us, B'yachris Hayamim. Rashi over here, if I can quickly find, V'r'isi l'sefer zeh, there's a quote I wanted to mention. Rashi here explains that Shir Hashirim, the purpose of Shir Hashirim, can't seem to find the exact quote I'm looking for, but Rashi here in the Psicha, into the introduction of Shir Hashirim, expresses the concept that Shir Hashirim represents the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, and what He will do for Klal Yisrael, the Achris Hayamim, at the time of the Geula HaAsida. It expresses Kol Hashirim is Kodesh, V'Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kodashim, Lohoi Ha'olam Kedai, for Sefer Shir Hashirim. It's something that is unique, it's something that is set aside, the unique relationship of what Hashem will do for Klal Yisrael at the time of the Geula. And what is Megillas Eicha? Megillas Eicha represents the emotion, the desire for the coming of Mashiach. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu kikedem. To summarize, the Chomesh Megillos are Giluyim. What Yonasan ben Uziel was not able to do to the Sifrei Nevi'im, the authors of the Chomesh Megillos were able to accomplish. They were able to bring out the birth of Mashiach, the unfolding of Mashiach, what our demands, what is required of us to do at the time of Mashiach, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us at the time of Mashiach, and how we have to yearn, anticipate, and long for the coming of Mashiach. It's the Gilui. When Yonasan ben Uziel translated Nevi'im Nizdazea Kol Ha'olam Kulay, on this day, when we come together to conclude the limud of the Chomesh Megillos, Nizdazeya Kol Ha'olam Kulo, the earth is shaking. We have come to a point of revelation in the Gilui of Mashiach. This week is also Parshas Shalshlach, Parshas Tzitzis. We put on the Tzitzis, there is a beautiful L'Shem Yichud. And in L'Shem Yichud, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to merit a chalukah de rabbanon, a special garment. The words of the L'Shem Yichud are Hashem Shani Miskase Betalis Boilam Hazek Kach Eskel Lechaluka Dirabonon Uletalis Nohol Oilam Haba Bigan Eden. The question is, what does a chaluka de rabbanon have to do, a chaluka, a garment of the rabbanon, have to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's interesting, Rashi at the end of this parsha explains that tzitzis is bigimatria 600. There are 8 chutin which come forth from the corner of each garment, 608. Plus, there are 5 knots. There are 5 knots on each one of the tzitzis for a total of 613. This is Rashi at the end of the parasha. Tzitzis bigamatria 600, 6 shmeos, 8 chutim, and 5 knots. It's fascinating that these same numbers are found in reference to the Chof Dalit Sifrei Tanakh. There's a very well-known word from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, and he says that the word Chanukah, as in the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is Rosh Tevos Ches Nun is Ches Nevi'im, Vav, the next two letters are Vav Kisuvim, 6 Kisuvim, and He represents the Chomesh Megillos. In addition to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, Ches Nevi'im, Vav Kisuvim, He Megillos. Tzitzis has Begematria Tzitzis Sheish Meos, 6 times 100, the number 6, the Mispar Katan of 600 is 6 Sheish Meos. 6 Ches Chutin, 8 Chutin. The 6 Sheish Meos corresponds to the 6 Kisuvin. The Ches Chutin corresponds to the Ches Nevi'im. The Hei Kisharim corresponds to the Hei Megillos. All of this is attached to the Arba Kanfos. In Rashi it says, what is the significance of the Arba Kanfos? It's Rashi. It's Kineged the Dalil L'Shonis of Geula. The Yitzesi, the Yitzalti, the Goalti, V'Lokachti. What is V'Lokachti? V'Lokachti Eschem Lil'om, Matan Torah. The Beged is the Torah itself. Oiter Or Kisalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he enveloped himself with Or. Or represents Torah, the blueprint of the world, La Yehudim Haisa'ora. It comes out, now we can understand the deeper meaning of this L'Shem Yichud. If you wear a talis noah, like a shame, that we wear a talis noah in this world, we should be zoicha to a chalukah dirabanan. A Talmid Chacham has to be a baki in the Chof Dalit Sifrei Tanakh. The chalukah in this world is the garment, is the Torah. Oiter or kesalma, or is Torah. Ein oira ela Torah. The tzitzis that extend are the Ksuvim, the Sheish Meos, the Ches Nevi'im, and the Chomesh Megillos. The Beged of Talis represents the Chof Dalit Sifrei Tanakh. If you are, excel and you are perfect in the Chof Dalit Sifrei Tanakh, indeed you will be Zoche in Gan Eden to a Chaluko de Rabbana. What do we want to take out of this? We want to take out of this something very important, is that the Chomesh Megillos represent the Kesher, represents the knot. If there's no Kesher, there's nothing. The talis with four corners without tzitzis, you're not allowed to wear. It's osur to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Just because there are chutin which extend, which may represent ksuvin, which may represent the words of the Nevi'im, if you're not mekasher yourself to their message, to be yearn, to have a she'ifa for the geula, you have nothing. The five knots of the tzitzis represent the accomplishment of the siyum of the Chomesh Megillos. And it's certainly true for every single person in this room, every one of our chevrei, cherished chevrei hakolel, are truly people who are mekasher themselves to the Dvar Hashem, to Yirah Shemayim, to chesed, to midos, to becoming better people, people who have she'ifos for Mashiach, to know Mo Hashem Elokecha Doresh Me'imach. What does Hashem want from you in the times of Mashiach? To yearn for the bracha that Hashem will bestow upon us in times of Mashiach. To look for the birth of Mashiach. To look for the unfolding of Mashiach. And to yearn for Mashiach Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem. I'm now going to conclude and say the Hadron, and we'll say the Kaddish. And then we're going to have a few words of chizik from our distinguished Rabbanim present. Hadron Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Hadron. Everyone can sit there. Everyone can sit there until I can get to the Kaddish. Hadron Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Hadron. Dat Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Datoch. Alon Lon Nis Nishem Lech Chomesh Megillos Lost Tish Hashem Inon. La Be'olma Hadiv La Be'olma Diyasi. Hadron Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Hadron. Dat Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Datoch. Alon Lon Nis Nishem Lech Chomesh Megillos Lost Tish Hashem Inon. La Be'olma Hadiv La Be'olma Diyasi. Hadron Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Hadron. Dat Allah Chomesh Megillos V'Datoch. Alon Lon Nis Nishem Lech Chomesh Megillos Lost Tish Hashem Inon. La Lishmar v'la'asos l'kayim is called divrei salmu torah secha b'yahava uzuchus kol hanaviim v'hatanoim v'amaroim v'salmidei chachamim yamod lanu u'lizareinu shloisamu shatoyda mipinu u'mipi zareinu v'zera zareinu ad olam v'siskayim banu b'hisalechecha tancha oisach b'shoch b'cha tishmar olecha v'hakitzois l'histisichecha kivi yibimecha v'yosiv l'choshnas chayim oyachim b'mina b'smela oisha v'chavoyd Adonai Oz Lamo Yitain Adonai Yivarech Esamo Vashalom. Yiskadal v'yiskadash me'rabo bi'olamad lihu osin l'ischadoso uli achayo me'sayo uli asoko yoson l'chayi olmo uli mivnei karto diyushalem uli shachlala hechle begava uli megar pulchono nukhru o minara uli asovo pulchono dishimayo liasrei v'yamlech kudusho berichu b'malchusei v'yikorei b'chayecho inu v'yoymecho inu v'chayecho b'es Yisrael ba'agolo u'bizman korivim ru'one for Kona min Kodama Vundi Vishmaya Vim Ruamen Yehe Shiloma Rabba min Shemaya Vichayim Toivim Oleinu Vyalkol Yisrael Vim Ruamen Yaseh Shalom Bimremov Yaseh Shalom Oleinu Vyalkol Yisrael Vim Ruamen Mazel Tov.